Hey, Carol, Uncle Frank. Is my dad here yet?
Nope, but any minute.
Oh, man, I can't wait till he gets here. He said he's bringing me an early birthday present. It's going to change my whole life. Hope it's a battery for my watch. You know, it's been 10:58 since last August. 10:58? Oh, man, my dad said he was going to be here at 11 o'clock. I better start cleaning my van.
Well, it sounds like Cody's really excited to see his father.
Well, I'm glad somebody is.
Oh, come on. Frank, your brother's not so bad.
Carol, he's a control freak. Just because he's a big, rich real estate developer, a personal friend of the governor's, and been written up in Time magazine, he thinks he's something special. Well, come on, honey, don't laugh. Now, I'll bet you the first words out of his mouth are going to be some kind of put-down. Frank, you look great!
Hey, Carol. Frank, marrying this woman was the smartest thing you ever did.
Well, who am I to argue with a friend of the governor?
Sit down, Richard.
Frank, the place looks great, but I did happen to notice you need a new roof.
Yeah, well, I'm way ahead of you there, pal. I got my crew coming over next month to put on a whole new tile roof.
Tile, huh? Yeah. Big mistake. I'd go for the all-weather composite.
Composite? What kind of an idiot would use composite?
The governor. He's putting it on his mansion next month.
Well, he's only got to live there 4 more years.
Well, I'm on a tight schedule, so where's my boy?
Oh, he's out back. He's cleaning his van for you.
Cody! Cody? Hello, son!
Dude!
Oh, it's great to see you, kid.
Oh, man, it's great to see you, too. Hey, I was just cleaning up my van, you know? I was hoping maybe you could sleep over in my guest room.
You mean the passenger seat?
Well, sure, when it's upright, it's the passenger seat. But when it's down, it's the guest room. I even put a chocolate mint on the headrest and a Gideon Bible in the glove box.
Maybe some other time.
Okay, cool.
Cody, have you ever given any thought to moving into a real place with a kitchen and a bathroom?
You mean like a Winnebago?
Or like an apartment?
See, to me, if you can't rotate the tires, give it a lube job, it's just not home.
When you see the present I brought you, you may want to change your lifestyle. Happy birthday, son.
Thanks. Lamco Real Estate Developers, Cody Lambert, Senior Vice President. No way! You name one of your employees after me?
No, son. You're turning 21, and I'm bringing you into my firm.
Oh. Gee, Dad. You know, I'm a demolition man. I never really pictured myself as like a big cheese on the executive wheel.
Well, I know, but I think it's time you stopped hitting things with sledgehammers and started on a career that has a real future. Besides, it'd give us a chance to spend some time together.
Well, yeah, I do miss hanging out with you, Dad.
Well, that's it. It's settled, then. You're my new senior vice president. We'll make a powerful combination. We'll build an empire together. We'll conquer the world.
Hey, Dad, are we just building mini malls, or are we gonna like need a navy?
Are you doing that to annoy us?
No. That's just a bonus.
Oh, girls. Great news. Do you remember my customer, Bunny Simpson?
That woman with the mustache?
Yeah, that's her. Anyway, Bunny has these two nephews who just moved in from out of town, and since they don't know anybody, and since you two aren't doing anything this weekend,
no.
I thought...
No, Mom, no. The last guy you fixed me up with showed up in a T-shirt that said, I'm with Stupid.
Hey, at least he got your name right.
Mom, going on a date with a guy is a major commitment. I don't want to spend an evening with someone unless it's going to be a meaningful experience. What do they look like?
Well, I haven't actually met them, but Bunny says that they're very pleasant looking.
Pleasant looking? Do you know what that means, Mom?
What?
Oh, 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 oh!
I won't force you. But since you two don't have plans Saturday night, you can help me clean the sinks in the beauty salon. It's hair clog night.
Mom!
Yes?
Okay, we'll go, but that's blackmail.
Yeah, and I'm really good at it.
Morning, everybody. Let's take a seat, please. We have a lot to discuss. This is a big, big day in the history of LAMCO. As you've probably heard, I've decided to appoint my son as the senior vice president. I know he's a bit of a free spirit, but I think when he gets a little experience under his belt, he'll fit in just fine.
Yeah, dude! Man, you're not gonna believe this. There's this chick down at the front desk and she's giving away free coffee and donuts. Come on, everybody, follow me! Come on!
Cody, we can check out the donuts later. We need to start this meeting.
Oh, yeah, sure. Good idea. No wonder you're the lead dog, huh?
Yeah, come on. Everybody, I'd like you to meet your new senior vice president, Cody Lambert.
Jackson.
I'm Jackson.
No way, Jackson, dude.
All right. Cody, have a seat. Mr. Jackson, you have the report on the Midtown Mall project?
Yes, sir. The bank financing has finally been approved, so it looks like we'll be able to break ground next month as long as we get the permits by the end of the month.
Whoa. Is it me? There's a room spinning.
Cody, Mr. Jackson is still in the middle of his report.
Whoa. Busted by the head honcho. All right, back to action, Jackson.
As a fiduciary responsibility, the bank requires a completion bond to insure against any inflationary reality.
Dude, check out this view. Man, you can see all the way to Lake Michigan. I got an idea. Why don't we take this little powwow down to the beach, man? We could throw around a frisbee, build some sandcastles. Oh, incoming idea. Dad, dudes, why don't we build a mall at the beach in the shape of a sandcastle? Yeah, that'd be a killer idea. Dudesy, Jackson, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a short break. Give me a chance to bring our new vice president up to speed.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Jackson! Score me a bear claw, dude.
Sure. Cody. Yeah. When you were a boy, it was okay to spin in chairs and throw frisbees at the beach.
Yeah.
But that part of your life is over.
It is?
Yes, you're an adult now. You have to start acting like one. Now, I want you to take this credit card and go out and buy yourself a couple of business suits. And when you come back, come by my office. And we'll talk about how we can make you into a businessman.
Oh, gee, Dad. Man, I don't know if I was cut out to be a businessman.
Oh, sure you were. Trust me. You just do what I say, and in no time, you'll be just like your old man.
Gee, that'll be great.
Cody.
Hey.
What's the matter, pal? Look a little blue.
Oh, yeah, it must be this tie, man. It's kind of cutting out my circulation.
Cody, I mean, you seem a bit down.
Yeah, you know. I wish I could fit into my father's business, but I guess it's just not my style. In fact, you know, if it wasn't for my swivel chair and the opportunity to send email to Boris Yeltsin, I'd be going out of my mind. I guess I'm just not having any fun being senior vice president.
Well, have you thought about quitting?
Yeah, but I wish I could. And my father says it's the best thing to do, and, you know, he always knows what's right.
Well, Cody, I'm not so sure. I mean, when I got out of school, your dad told me I should go into the real estate development business with him. He said, you can't make any real money being a contractor. What if you want to have a family? How are you going to support him on a contractor's salary, huh? Well, I'm taking care of my family just fine. And I'm a lot happier now than if I'd have gone into real estate with him. You understand? I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. You want me to be a contractor.
No, Cody. What I'm saying is that you have to do what you want to do, not what somebody else wants you to do, even if that somebody else is your father.
You know something, Uncle Frank? You're right. It's time for me to be my own man.
That's right.
My father needs to hear that loud and clear. Would you mind telling him just like that?
No. I'm afraid that's something you have to do yourself.
Yeah, I was afraid you'd say that.
Hi, Frank.
Wow. Ladies, you look very nice.
Thanks. Where's Mom?
She had to chaperone Mark's school dance.
Sure. She just wanted to get out of here because those guys she set us up with are going to be losers.
Oh, don't worry. Once they get a look at you two, they'll run screaming into the night.
Yeah, like they're lining up to go out with you, Fabio. Oh, no, they're here.
All right. Now, come on. For all you guys know, these fellas could look like Luke Perry or Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Fake Snot's cool.
Yeah.
We're here for Dana and Karen.
Oh, girls, your dates are here.
Check out the babs. Which one do you want?
I'll take the blonde one. She looks like she wants me.
I get it. You are pretending to be that Beavis and Bonehead guy.
The old dude called me Bonehead. Hey, old dude. It's Butthead.
As I look closer, you are definitely a Butthead.
Well, I think you four should just go out and have yourselves a super time. Okay, all right. Life is so good.
I have an idea. Why don't you guys go ahead and we'll meet you at the theater?
Which theater?
It doesn't matter.
I think the chicks are trying to ditch us.
Yeah, who cares? Let's go to Victoria's Secret. They're changing the clothes on the mannequins tonight.
All right, that's it. The old dude's giving me a shirt wedgie.
Yeah. Wedgies are cool.
Mom is dead.
We've got to stop from fixing us up all the time.
Yeah, well, I have an idea, but it'd be too cruel.
More cruel than setting us up with a couple of morons who showed up with snot in a can?
Girls, this could get ugly.
Ugly is cool.
How was the dance?
Fantastic. I spent the whole night out on the dance floor shaking my groove thing. Next time, I'm gonna ask a girl to join me.
So, did you meet Gary and Larry? What were they like? Were they cute?
Oh, honey. Like a couple of TV stars.
No. Great.
Oh, I'll get it.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. It's Dana.
Oh, hi, Dana. Oh, are you having a good time, sweetheart?
Yeah.
And after the movie, we went for a drive. We're in this place called Lake Puckaway. Puckaway? Well, Dana, that's over 100 miles from here.
Yeah, and the car kind of ran out of gas.
But don't worry, Mom, because luckily it stopped right in front of this motel. Oh, Dana,
Dana, that sounds very suspicious. I mean, in my day, when boys did that, they were trying to put the make on you.
Oh, I don't think Gary and Larry are those kind of guys.
Gary, stop that. You know how ticklish I am.
Quick, we have to go rescue the girls.
Is something wrong?
No, I'll explain later.
Okay, who's next in the shower? Larry, let go of my towel.
Larry, you let go of her towel. Dana, we are coming to get you right now. Frank, get your shotgun.
Going somewhere, Mom?
I bet she's going to Lake Pugaway.
Oh, I don't think this is funny at all.
Mom, those guys were a nightmare. When they showed up, they blew fake snot all over Frank.
And that was the most charming thing they did.
All right, fine. I won't fix you up on blind dates anymore. But was it really necessary to scare me to death?
Yeah. Scaring Mom. That's cool.
Frank, Richard, I got a call from Cody saying he wanted to talk about something important. You have any idea what it's about?
Yes, I do. Yeah, but it's between you and him, and I'm just going to stay out of it, so come on in.
Oh, by the way, Frank, I've decided I just can't let you waste money on a tile roof. So I brought along the sample of the composite, and I picked out the perfect color for your house. What do you think of your new roof?
All right, I'm not going to stay out of it. Richard, I am sick and tired of you making other people's decisions for them.
Hey, it comes in other colors.
I'm not talking about the shingles. I'm talking about Cody. You made him come to work for you, and he hates it.
Oh, come on. He just needs a little time to adjust to the new job.
He's not adjusting, Richard. He's miserable. And if you'd spend more time listening to him than lecturing him, you'd probably already know that by now.
Look, Frank, I know you're just trying to help, but I think I know more about my son than you do.
Then tell me, why would he rather live in my driveway than your house?
Hey, Dad. Thought I heard your limo pull up.
Son, listen,
Hey, look, Dad, this isn't easy for me to say, so I'd appreciate it if you just hear me out. I don't think I was cut out to be senior vice president.
I agree.
Now, look, Dad, don't interrupt me, okay? I made up my mind, and I'm quitting. Now, real estate may be a real cool job for you, you know, but it's just not making me happy.
You're right.
Now, listen, Dad, you're a beautiful guy, but just don't interrupt me, okay? Sometimes you just need to listen, right? I'm hanging up my three-piece suit. I'm going back to demolition because it's what's best for me.
Cody, I agree with you.
You do? Well, I must be more persuasive than I thought.
Listen, son, sit down, please. I think I owe you an apology. I've railroaded you into this job without even asking you if it's something you wanted to do.
Yeah, I guess you and me just marched to the beat of a different bongo, huh? You sure you took the right kid home from the hospital?
I'm positive. You're my son. I want you to be happy. But I will miss seeing you around the office. Board meetings are pretty dull when you're not there.
Yeah, you're an okay dude, Dad.
So are you, Jackson. Oh, and you're a lot smarter than I gave you credit for. You know that sandcastle by the beach mall idea you had? Apparently the public liked it. We break ground next summer.
Awesome! Sandcastle mall by the beach. All right. One piece of advice, though, Dad. Don't build too close to the tide.
Son, you're a good man.
So are you, Dad.